Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for Mary Mas Shechem Mishmas. Maris Esther Vassar Shmuras Chayav Tzur Masat Chayav Tzur Meir Zev. In the Mishnah at the beginning of the Maseches Beitzah, Beis Shammai says that there's a different shear. Seor, the shear is Gizayis, Levin, and Chametz is Kakosevis. And Beis Hillel says they're both shear Gizayis. If one proves from here, like the Poskim that a Chatzi shear, the Bal Yeroa is Mutter Menatora. Because if Chatzi shear of Bal Yeroa is Asur Menatora, and there's no nafkamina this machlokas, whatever shear you have is asur, and there's no nafkamina for malchus that you have to have a shear for malchus, because there's no malchus according to the Sambe Shaman for Bal Yeroa. So there's no malchus for Bal Yeroa, there's no nafkamina what the shear is. If Chatzi shear is asur, whatever you have is going to be asur. And there's no nafkamina for a shear, why are they arguing about the shear? Must be Chatzi shear is mutter min haTorah. It's known what the Chatzi Chacham Tzvi writes in Simei Pei, the whole reason Chatzi shear is asur min haTorah. It's because of achshavet, because you're machshiv the chatzi shear. That's only shayach b'achila where there's a ma'isa. Mashen came b'bal yiroa, but there's no ma'isa. There's no achshavet, and there we don't say chatzi shear is aser min haTorah. So we can explain more. It says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Abayin Reb Arye Tzvi Frumer Zecher Tzadik Levrach and its kedushin to Maseches Beitzah. But l'chor, it's difficult to understand the reason of chazi l'tzeruvi, because Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, the Ha'am Abayis Yomas Nenochayv, writes the reason that if a person takes kelim from one corner to another corner in the house, and then he decides to take it outside. The reason he's pater is because the original akira was not for this purpose. It wasn't to take it outside. And therefore, it's not considered a melechus machshevus. The Avnei Nezer, and Orachayim Simon Kovar writes, a klal b'zeh, that any melacha that a chatzi shir is aser min haTorah, there we don't, it's lo shayich shlo haisa asiya mishar rishon alakach. You don't have to have kavan at the beginning to do the whole malacha, because anyway, a chatzi shir is asur. Anyway, a chatzi shir is asur. So you don't have to have kavana, mishar rishona. And if you don't have kavana, mishar rishona, and then you decide to do the whole malacha, you're chai for the malacha. But a malacha that a chatzi shir is mutter ba, for example, writing one letter that it says in the Magen Avos that one letter is mutter because it's exclusive in the Mishnah of the Shir. So when it's exclusive in the Mishnah of the Shir, that a chatzi shir is mutter, says the Magen Avos. So one letter, which is mutter, if you write one letter and you don't have kavanah to write two, so when you wrote the one letter, you didn't do anything. It's complete heter. And then you decided to write the second letter, so you're not over because your kavanah wasn't to do the malacha mishar rishon. So only when chatzi shir is asur, there you don't need kavanah from the beginning to do the whole malacha, because anyway, the part of the malacha is asur. So if you decide to do, so you already did something asur, so if you decide to do the whole malacha, then you're chayav. But if we're dealing with somewhere, place, an instance where the chatzi shir is mutter and you don't have kavana mishar rishona, there you need kavana mishar rishona. Why? Because otherwise the first part of the malacha that you did was completely mutter. That's the klal of the Avnei Nezer. So it doesn't matter afterwards that you changed your mind and did the whole malacha, because the first part you did was completely mutter, so it's not considered a malacha, but a chatzi shir is aser. Then what you did at the beginning, even without kavanah to do the whole malacha, was already aser. And when you did the whole malacha, then now you're chayav. And you, now in the Yerushalmi, Paragid Aleph, Mehilchus, Meseches Shabbos, Halacha Vav, Mevuah, Dim Amar, Kachatzi, Kogros, and Nikotze, Vakotzer, Kogregros, Choshev, Gamkin, Mesasik. Vamaylach, Duch, Tolosh, Menimtze, Mechobar. Mesasik, Reipotter, Vachol, Ator, Vadi, Binin, Chiasis, Kol, Esther, Metchila, Batsov, Shalav, Mesasik. Vimosa, Chatzi, Shir, Mesasik, Apagav. Shechatzi shira acharon, v'hayu boi misasik pater, imkeni mocho chatzi shira al das shel alech v'yoyser. Dal zeh koi plukta de Rav Yochan Reish Lakish, tam Rav Yerushalmi, de Modi Reish Lakish, v'dayto lahashlam, imkeni al korchach buktasim koi v'ein dayto lahashlam, al korchach chatzav chatzi shira, zeh ke misasik. So in the Yerushalmi, in the 11th parak of Shabbos and Alech Avav, we see that if a person says, I'm going to cut off, I'm going to reap a half a grogeris, a half a shear. And then he ended up reaping a whole grogeris. It's considered misasik, just like somebody who has kavanah to be choytich, something that's already detached from the ground, and it turns out that it's attached. So this person also, he said, I only have kavanah to be choytich a half a shear, and he does the whole shear, so it's misasik. And misasik is pati b'chola Torah kula. And we require that the whole Isser should be done with Chilavat Sof Shalom B'Misasek. And if he does a Chatzi Shir B'Misasek, even though the second part of the shiur wasn't b'misasik, he's pater. So, okay, so if you did chatzi shiur b'misasik, half the shiur he meant to cut down, half the shiur he didn't, he's pater, because you have to do the whole shiur b'misasik. So if so, if somebody eats a half a shiur with the intention not to eat anymore, because that's the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, about chatzi shiur, because Rish Lakish admits that if you have das lahashlim, then you're chayiv. But the time you're pater is that you're eating a chatzi shiur adas shelo leechol yoser. That's when Rish Lakish holds you pater. So if a person eats a chatzi shiur adas shelo leechol yoser, so this chatzi shiur is considered misasik, because he doesn't intend to eat a whole shiur. Since he doesn't intend to eat a whole shiur, he doesn't intend to do a malacha. This chatzi shiur is considered like misasik because it wasn't with intention both to a malacha. And even though the Avnei Nezer writes that chatzi shiur aser, that in an instance where chatzi shiur is aser, lo bein an asiyah mishal rishayin alakach, you don't need to have kavana for this from the get-go. So here, why are we saying in the Yerushalmi that you need to have kavana from the beginning to cut down the whole shiur? If chatzi shiur is aser, you don't require a siyum yishar rishon lekach. So adrab nema, on the contrary, why don't we say that chatzi shiur is mutter, and the mela chazil etzarufe wouldn't be shaykh, since the asiya wasn't misha rishona lekach. So how do we say that chatzi shiur is aser mishum chazil etzarufe, since as long as it's mutter, you can't say it's chazil etzarufe? In other words, the kasha is, how do we understand that chatzi shiur is aser atz chazil etzarufe? You can only say chazil etzarufe if the first half is aser. But if the first half is mutter, there's no chazil etzarufe. So it can't be mitzarif, because the first half is aser, so it can't be mitzarif l'aser with the second half. And we should say, when he did the first half of the malacha, the misasek, for example, he ate, and he wasn't intending to eat another half a shiur. He only ate a half a shiur, and he wasn't intending to eat the other half. So how can you say in such an instance, as Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, that chatzi shiur is aser? Why would chatzi shiur be aser? This is misasik. He wasn't intending to eat the whole shiur. And even though ein achinami, you're going to say, if chatzi shiur is aser, we don't need asiyah misha rishana lekach. But why don't we say, Rabbeinu writes, aval ein osin marocha ladrush. Adarab, in other words, why accept that as a given, that chatzi shiur is aser? Why do you accept that basic assumption? Why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you say chatzi shiur is mutter? And if chatzi shiur is mutter, then there's no iser when you eat the whole shiur. When you eat a half a shiur with the intention of not eating the rest of the shiur, then a half a shiur, then a chatzi shiur is mutter. So how does Rabbi Yochanan hold chatzi shiur is aser? What compels him to say such a thing? As long as it's mutter, if the first chatzi shiur is mutter, then it's not considered chazil etzarufin, and there's going to be no chatzi shiur aser min haTorah. And why is the chatzi shiur mutter? Because it's misasek, because he's only intending to eat a half a shiur. Since he's only intending to eat a half a shiur, that's considered like the grogorot. He only cuts down half a shiur. The first half is considered misasik, since the first half is considered misasik. So it's not chazir l'tzaruf anymore. It's not mitzarif to a shir. Like the Amnei Mezer said, a malacha that a chatzi shir is mutter ba. When you do the other half of the shir, there's no iser, because the first half was mutter, so here the first half is misasik. He didn't intend to have a whole shir. He didn't intend to eat the whole shir. Since he didn't intend to eat the whole shir, then the first half is mutter. And the mele, when he eats the second half, it's not going to be asr. It's not considered chazir l'tzarufe. It's not a whole shir. That's the kasha on the time of chazir l'tzarufe. Ach ha-terutz poshut al zeh. And by the way, this is discussed. Rabbeinu writes chedushim on Shas. I'm sure he had chedushim on Gantz Shas. But we fortunately for what we have, unfortunately for what we don't have. But we have on Gittin, on Bava Kama, on Bava Mitzi, on Beitza, on Shabbos. Not even that much, but what we have, we're happy we have. Akoponim, so in his Chedushim on Shabbos, he discusses this in Daf Yomid Beis. Akoponim, he writes, Ateirutz Poshut al Zeh. De Be'achila Loishayich Ptur Misasik. When it comes to Achila, you can't say he's Misasik like you did with the Ktsiras Gergerot. You can't say he's Misasik, and he didn't mean, if he eats a half a shear, it's considered Misasik, that he doesn't mean to do the Malacha. Why not? The Ba'achila lo yishayach p'tur misasik. The misasik b'chalovim v'arayis chayiv shekei nene. Because if one is misasik in chalovim and arayis, he's chayiv. In other words, if he's not intending to eat forbidden fats, forbidden chaylev, he's still chayiv. Why? Because he's nene. And that hana makes the kavana. That creates the kavana. It's not misasik anymore. Arayis. He didn't intend to have arayis. But there's hana there. And Hana makes him chayiv. Now, King Dafka ba'achila shayich chazi l'tzarufe. And therefore, specifically, when it comes to achila, there it's shayich chazi l'tzarufe. When it comes to achila, you can say chazi l'tzarufe because there is no such thing as misasik. There is no such thing as misasik because of a Hana. Like the Gemara says, Misasik v'cholav marayis chayiv shekein nene. So don't tell me he's Misasik on the first half of the shir, because he has anah, it says Nishkin Misasik, it's not Misasik. But other isurim that are not malachos chatzi shir are mutter min haTorah. And it's not shayich chazi l'tzarufe, because kol zman sheloi neser chatzi shir, there's no chazi l'tzarufe. And therefore, chazi l'tzarufe shir l'nin bal yehoe is mutter. Chatzi shir, when in bal yeroe is mutter. Because there's no reason to asir a chatzi shir. When it comes to eating, you have to asir the chatzi shir because he's nene. In the mele, we say chazi l'tzarufe, and then it could be a whole shir. But if there are other asurim that aren't ma'achalos, she'enem b'ma'achalos, chatzi shir is going to be mutter min haTorah. It's not shay chazi l'tzarufe, because if it's ein da'ato l'hashlam, the first half is mutter. Kim the kol zman sheloi neser chatzi shir, it's not shay chazi l'tzarufe. If you didn't asur the chatzi shir, and there's no reason to asur the chatzi shir, there's no chazi l'tzarufe. Even if you did have kavana to be mashlim, doesn't matter. As long as there's no reason to be asur the chatzi shir, you can't say chazi l'tzarufe, and therefore the first half is going to be mutter. And therefore chatzi shir l'nin bal yeroe is mutter. So that is being going to be an explanation for what we said before in the Mishnah. The Beis Shammai says there's a Sor B'Kazayis V'Chomis K'Vaseves, but he still says Zezebek V'Kazayis. So you see that Chatzi Shir and Bal Yeroe is Mutter Min HaTorah. Because otherwise, there's no nafkamina in this machlokas. If chatzshir was aser, then anyway, there's no malchus, and according to some, and doesn't matter then when you have a shir or not a shir. The fact they're arguing about a shir must be chatzshir's mutter. Why is chatzshir mutter? Because there's no chazir that's terufe. The first half can't be mitzarif as long as it. As long as he didn't ask for the first shiur, the first half of the shiur, it's not shy to talk about chazir, it's terufe. And therefore, chatzi shiur lenin b'alya roz mutter. Hashenken, when it comes to eating, there it's shy chazir, it's terufe, because there's no masasik. You can't say, oh, he only intended to do a half a shiur, and therefore it's not mitzarif to the whole shir. He did intend. Because he had hana. And since he had hana, so you can't say that if he only ate half, he didn't intend to eat the other half. So the first half is misasik. No, he had enough. Since he had enough, that first half could be is mitzarif to the second half. So he had kavan. But when it comes to things besides food, the first half shir is mutter. In the male, it's not chazil, it's terufe. So we learn chatzi shir from the pasuk kol chaylev that even chatzi shir is usher min haTorah. What do you need a pasuk for? You already have the svar. The Gemara brings the chazir that's tarufe. Like Tosis, they already asked. Ayin dalad of an al tiver maskul kevin. So we can explain based on what we said, and that is. How's it shy chazil it's terufe? Adarav, if we say chatzi shir is mutter, it's not going to be chazil it's terufe. And lo haisa achila mishar rishana lekach. And now that we said that misasik v'cholom barayis is chayiv shkenen, we can be doich according to the Ran in Perakit Anoshe. That we can only say shkenen v'achila barayis, but not just with hana. And since the shir of achila is a kizayis, Pachis mikizayis is not considered achila, and it's just considered hana. And by hana, it's not shayach shekeinen. So after the pasuk was megale of kol chelev, that chatzishir is aser min haTorah. Now we have kol chelev to the chatzishir is aser. And that means that you don't require a sim, Yishar Rishon HaLakach, like we learned before. You don't have to have kavanah to be mashlim as long as you eat the first half of the shir. And without kavanah to eat the whole shir, the first chatzi shir is already aser. So now again, it's shayach chazil itztarufei. Now it's aser al chazil itztarufei. First, you have to establish that chatzi shir is aser in order for it to be chazil itztarufei. That's why we have the pasuk. Once you have the pasuk, then you can say chazil itztarufei. Because now the half a shear is taka roilet starif to a whole shear. And if you're going to say, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina that it's altschazil it's tarufe, now it's the pasuk. So you could say it's a nafkamina with regard to what it says in Tosis and Shuas, and the Chobezam and Beis. The Shvua chola al chatzi shear, mishim shenim afurish patara. Shvua's chal and a half a shear. Not chal on a whole shear of Isser, but on a half a shear, because the half a shear is not also is not meforish in the Torah. In other words, backing up a little bit, the Gemara presents a suffix that if we assume that b'derech klal, when a person swears he's not going to eat chartzim, he only is intending. A nazir, of course, he's only intending a kizayis. So Yesh Listapik, the following suffik. Ravashi asks, Nazir Sha'amar Shvur Shloch L'Chartzim, B'kama. When a Nazir says, I'm making a Shvur, that I'm not going to eat Chartzim, Ma Shiyur B'mishin Ishba, is the Shira Kizayis or not? Do we say that, in other words, when a person is Nishba Shaloyach L'Chartzim, he's only answering a Kizayis? But if you have a Nazir who says Shavur Shaloyach L'Chartzim, what's going to be his Shira? Do we say the Kaven, the Kizayis, Isur Daraisahu? Do we say that Nazir is different than another person? When another person says he's not going to eat Chartzim, he only is answering a Kizayis. But a Nazir, when he says he's not going to eat Chartzim, since a Kizayis is an Isur Daraisa, like it says in the Purim, Mikol Asher Yasa, Megefen Hayayin, Mechartzanim Vad Zag, whatever is in the grape from the Garin to the Klipa, Mechartzanim Vad Zag, Lo Yochal, he shouldn't eat. And since he knows he's Mushmolim Rahar Sinai, not to eat, and the shvur is not going to be chal, because the shvur is not chal in Dvar Mitzvah, like we learn later on, Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. So therefore, Yesh Laniach, that Ki Ka Mishtabe, when he's Nishba, Shalolech Olchar Tzanim, Ahetero Ka Mishtabe, who mitkaven li shava al davar mutar lo. His kavana is to be Nishba on what's mutter for him, in other words, on something the shvur is chal. V'dayto ya mashuhu. And his das is even on a mashu, he's answering himself on a mashu. Because that's not a forish in the Torah. Odilma, kev no mishlocho dati kezas. Maybe he says locho, his das is even on a kezais. As sveko shel Ravashi shem bistapek shekivan shekezait chatzan, hu isur del raita. So since it's an Isur Dairais, he's only being Nishba on a Heter, and his Das is on a Mashu, says Teisvis, is even according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says in Yuma, that a Chatz Yishir is Asur Men HaTorah. He's Men HaStam, Rav Ashi is holding like Rabbi Yechanan, because that's the Halach, and the reason is, that even though a Mashu is also Asur Men HaTorah, since it's only an Isur, and there's no Chi of Malkus, it's not considered Mushba V'Oimed, as far as the Shvur being Chal. So in a Chinami, Chatz Yishir is Asur Min HaTorah, but still, the Shvur is going to be Chal, it's not considered Mushba V'Omid, because there's no Chiyuv. The Mistama says, Taisus Kerb Yechon, Sviyalei Mistami holds like Rabbi Yechonon, Kaimelam Kavasekos V'Paskin, like V'Hainu Taima, and the reason is, Kavani is, Ahatera Kamishtaba, unless, the Kevim V'Lekha Li Suva Be'alma, it's only an Isser, it's not a Chiyuv, Malkus, Lo Chashiv Le Mushba V'Omid. This is the erste teretz. But the zweite teretz, which the Rabbeinu focuses on, says differently. The Rabbi Yochanan Nefarish, Ateiru ko mishtaba, vus mind. Ateiru ko mishtaba, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Kegoin lehanoi, shalai kiderech achilosai. Like a person whose nene, shalai kiderech hanoi. Shalai Rabbi Yochanan amidit tzveko, shal Rav Ashi, bofen achir shal eter. What's another type of heter? In other words, Rav Ashi's suffix is, what do you mean, Atera Kamishtaba? That he's eating it Shalei Kederech HaNa'asai. Because Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah in Lekin Aleim Melech Kederech HaNa'asam. Shalei Kederech HaNa'asam in Aleim Afilu Asur Yisurim in HaTorah. So we have a lot. I'd like to talk about that. It's Hashem coming up with another. Akoponim, the second Teretz, Rav Ashi, when he says his suffix of according to Rav Ashi, if you don't hold like Rav Yochanan, that according to Rav Yochanan, you know, Rav Ashi is not necessarily talking according to Rav Yochanan. The first Teretz is talking according to Rav Yochanan. In the second Teretz in Pashas and Tosas, he's talking not about Rav Yochanan, but the suffix would be that he's going to eat it Shalei Kederech. The Suffolk Rav Ashi is going to be both an Achir Shel Eter. Not a Shir, but a different type of Heter that he's going to eat at Shelo Kedarko. So when a Nazir says, Shvur Shelo Echol Chartzim, we say that he's, the Kavana is, Davka kedarko, therefore the head, the shoe is not going to be chal. Or shalo kedarko. So that's the Tosfos that the Rabbeinu is referencing. And he writes, V'yesh leimar, the telot ha-sheni svirlei, the afal davda kol chelev avetari shebal peh, that even though kol chelev is considered tari shebal peh, and it's not considered mefurish, because the drasha is tari shebal peh, nevertheless, kevan, the achal bi'ofinim mikol chelev, after we learn from kol chelev, shuv ikanami svara the chazil etzarufe. Once you have the kol chelev, now there's a svara of chazil etzarufe, and now it's considered mefurash. Since you have the svara, it's considered mefurash. Now if we say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the shaila can't be about a kezayis or less than a kezayis, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, even on less than a kezayis, it's considered mefurash min haTorah. Why is it considered mefurash min haTorah? Because we have the svara of chazal etzarufe after the kol chelev. So once you have the svara, so it's already considered mefurash. And if that's the case, then there could be no suffix of what does he mean? Does he mean less than a kezayis or more than a kezayis? Either way, the shua is not going to be chal. Because less than a shear is considered mefurash b'Torah, and a shua is not chal. Why is it considered mefurash b'Torah? Maybe because we have the svara of chazal etzarufe. And that would be, we asked before, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina if it's learned from Chazil Tzarufe, or if it's learned from the Pasuk? We said after, you have the Pasuk, so you get it from Chazil Tzarufe. Sof kol sof, you know that a chatzi shir is asa, what does it matter? The answer is it matters that once you have the svar of Chazal etzarufe, so then the shvur is not going to, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a shvur is not going to be chal and a chatzi shir, and therefore Taisa says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the suffix is going to be a different suffix. V'yedit shalo kedarko. Is the shvur even on eating it shalo kedarko, and therefore the shvur is going to be chal. But it can't be on the shir, because the shir is mefurish. Why is it mefurish? Only because we have the svar of Chazal etzarufe. That's gevaldik, saying this such tiefkeit in the Heilige Eretz Tzvi. Mimkenim dvareinu, you see, normally most svarim are either chidushim al hashas or they're tshuvas. The Eretz Tzvi is a tshuva sefer, everyone knows, tshuvas Eretz Tzvi. And Chelek Beis that they published, so then it's also tshuvas. And the second half of the Sefer is Chidushim al Hashas, but it's not like printed. And also he doesn't have very much, Yachasit. So therefore he just has a little bit and a few Masechtos, relatively speaking, so they can't publish like a whole Sefer. Halavai, I'm sure that he had a lot of manuscripts that were lost, or Kisvei HaTalmidim. Al Kopanim, this is like a treasure chest. V'imkenim dvareinu, and if what we're saying is well founded, ayein b'tshuvas Eretz Tzvi in Chelek Beis in Siman Mem Aleph, he writes ke'ein advarim eila l'lamit tzchus b'hanikan b'anel. Yesh lomo tzchus al michshol toiloim shu motzui harbe b'mos ha'kayitz, u'magia la'alfei revovois rachmona l'tzlan kayadua. We have a michshol of toiloim in the summer, and reaches the tens of thousands. God save us. Somebody who eats a bug, is misasik, he doesn't need to eat the bug. He just wants to eat ervilesen lettuce, chasa. He doesn't mean to eat the bug. He means to eat the lettuce. So that's like somebody who's doymel miskavin lachtuch talush v'nimtzim l'chubar. That's like somebody who wants to cut down something that's attached, that's detached, and ends up being attached. And Masasek doesn't have an Isra Torah at all, like Gedolei Achronim. Not like the famous Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger. We discussed elsewhere, B'siyat Dishmai and Simon Ches, as Tshuvas. And B'sefer Shiva Sion, and many other Svarim. So Masasek has no Isra Torah at all. So in the Sefer Shiva Sion, his he'ora is that Masasik b'chlom b'rais is chayv shkenyan. So we want to say over here he's Masasik on the bug, but it doesn't help because when it comes to eating, there's no din of Masasik because there's hana on the eating. So we have to say, like it says in Chulin, Dab Tzadi Vavam and Aleph, and in Tosis, Tibur Maschel V'Rebi, that even though a birya doesn't require, if it's a complete being, complete birya, creation, it doesn't require a kezayis, but it's not considered achila. Yes, you don't need a kezayis to be over, but that's not considered achila. And if that's true, and if someone's oichel a birya, b'misasek, he's going to be pater. Because he's misasik, it's not considered a mikshal. And you can't say shekainana because it's not considered achila. It's only chayiv shekainana if it's achila. But a birya, even though he's misasik, he's pater because it's not considered achila. Because it's not a shir. So it's not considered achila because there's no shir and you can say misasik and you only say that there's no misasik if it's achila, but this isn't considered achila. So you don't say shekein nene. Since it's not considered achila, lo choshev rak hano ba'alma, lo shayach misasik v'chalom ba'arayish keineni. So it's just considered hana, and you can't say that it is considered achila because he's nene. But that only works if there's a shear. But if there's no shear, then he's considered misasik. Mikom makom chiyuv gamma livdak midaraisa livdak makom shadu guys. But see, you have to check and make sure they're not toloim. Because the mitzvah say vivdaltam, azevlo shachter misasik. You still have to separate between what's kosher and what's not kosher. But if there's no ptur of misasik. Even though there's no Isser of Toloim, but the Yimur Mekayim Mitzvah of Vivdaltim, of checking. We see in the Gemara that you could be over on four Isser of Daraisa, Patisa, Namala, it's five Malkiyas. That's a Gevaldik Alimut Schus. And so you should definitely check, but at least we have a misasik. If you didn't mean to eat the bug, misasik is no isur Torah. And what about misasik with chalom barayis chayv shkeinene? The answer is this isn't considered a achila. Can't say shekein nene because it's not considered achila. This is less than a shear. But still, you have to check. So this is discussed again at length. Chelek aleph and simon pei ches. And also looking chelek beis and simon mem aleph. Hopefully, I'm hoping we'll be zeche to discuss that in a future shear. Future shiurim, and the kedarko shel Rabbeinu, he is melamed tzchus on the Jews. He doesn't want it to be doing averus. Incredible! Thank you so much for listening, and we should be zochim mitzvah Hashem too. Lachzor v'lishnais perek zeh to continue learning the Kedushi Hashas of Marina Rabbeinu Zitzel. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.